When they left, I sat on my bed and wished Rahim Khan had been my father. Then I thought of Baba and his great big chest and how good it felt when he held me against it, how he smelled of brute in the morning and how his beard tickled my face. I was overcome with such sudden guilt that I bolted to the bathroom and vomited in the sink. Later that night, curled up in bed, I read Rahim Khan's note over and over. It read like this. Amir Jan, I enjoyed your story very much. Mashallah, God has granted you a special talent. It's now your duty to hone that talent, because a man who wastes his God-given talent is a donkey. You have written your story with sound grammar and interesting style, but the most impressive thing about your story is that it has irony. You may not even know what that means, but you will someday. It's something that some writers reach for their entire careers and never attain. You've achieved it with your first story. My door is and always will be open to you, Amir Jan. I shall hear any story you have to tell. Bravo. Your friend, Rahim. Buoyed by Rahim Khan's note, I grabbed the story and hurried downstairs to the foyer where Ali and Hassan were sleeping on a mattress. That was the only time they slept in the house, when Baba was away and Ali had to watch over me. I shook Hassan awake and asked him if he wanted to hear a story. He rubbed his sleep-clogged eyes and stretched. Now? What time is it? Never mind the time. The story's special. I wrote it myself, I whispered, hoping not to wake Ali. Hassan's face brightened. Then I have to hear it, he said, already pulling the blanket off him. I read it to him in the living room by the marble fireplace. No playful straying from the words this time. This was about me. Hassan was the perfect audience in many ways, totally immersed in the tale, his face shifting with the changing tones in the story. When I read the last sentence, he made a muted clapping sound with his hands. Mashallah, Amir Agha, bravo! He was beaming. You liked it? I said, getting my second taste, and how sweet it was, of a positive review. Someday, inshallah, you will be a great writer, Hassan said, and people all over the world will read your stories. Oh, you exaggerate, Hassan, I said, loving him for it. No, you will be great and famous, he insisted. Then he paused, as if on the verge of adding something. He weighed his words and cleared his throat. But will you permit me to ask a question about the story? He said shyly. Of course. Well, he started, broke off. Tell me, Hassan, I said. I smiled, though suddenly the insecure writer in me wasn't so sure he wanted to hear it. Well, he said, if I may ask, why did the man kill his wife? In fact, why did he ever have to feel sad to shed tears? Couldn't he have just smelled an onion? I was stunned. That particular point, so obvious it was utterly stupid, hadn't even occurred to me. I moved my lips soundlessly. It appeared that on the same night I had learned about one of writing's objectives, irony, I would also be introduced to one of its pitfalls, the plot hole, taught by Hassan, of all people. Hassan, who couldn't read and had never written a single word in his entire life. A voice, cold and dark, suddenly whispered in my ear. What does he know, that illiterate Hazara? He'll never be anything but a cook. How dare he criticize you? Well, I began. But I never got to finish that sentence, because suddenly, Afghanistan changed forever.